Welcome to Nick's podcast, The Insanity of God. We pray that God will bless you in what you're about to hear.
Probably the third day that I was in Mogadishu, not connected with the United Nations, I went out to Afgoi, a place where the Russians used to have a hospital. And you walk into this hospital, and there are like four or five, six beds per room, and they're just springs. There's not even a sheet on the bed. And there's this kid with a broken arm. This kid has stepped on a landmine. I held down kids now for the next couple hours as we put them back together. They didn't have an aspirin. There was nothing there except a Russian-trained doctor. And you know, asking her, what do you need, is ridiculous. She needed everything. But I was drawn to this little girl over in the corner that was sitting straight up, staring as if she was blind at the wall, just so emaciated. And I asked the doctor about her, and she said, oh, that's the little girl we found a couple days ago. She weighs 20 pounds, 15 to 20 pounds, and she's 3 years old. And I just was shocked to the depth of my soul. And so almost as if I'm in a trance, I walk over to her and I take my finger and I just, like Uncle Nick would do, rubbed it up and down her cheek. And she, all of a sudden, she focused on my face, and this beatific smile came out of her, and I recoiled from her. And I just sort of in my soul, I said, where in the name of heaven did that smile come from? You know, there was no place for a smile. And I go on through the hospital, or what was the hospital, with this Russian-trained lady, and we're treating this kid and that kid. And we come back through about maybe 2 hours later, and that bed's empty. And I ask the doctor, where's my little girl? And the doctor goes and asks someone, and she said she died about 10 minutes ago. And I wonder about, what do you do when everything seems to be crucifixion and there's no resurrection? It's like the stone's been put in place, the tomb. Jesus is killed and buried. And now, as the time for the resurrection should come, people are coming and cementing that stone in place so it can never be opened. And what if there is no resurrection among this whole people group? Mogadishu in 1992 is a tough place.
Thanks for listening. If you want to know more about our ministry, just go to nickripkin.com.